Big on the Edge, 1550.
A lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
Great Reverend Al Green right here. Sha-la-la. Mean I love you. You can contact us anytime. Via our website, the email there is email at donandmikewebsite.com. Johnny Norman is back there, and if we get anything of importance, he comes running in like a madman.
Yeah, he doesn't look mad that at all. No.
Incidentally, we've not talked a lot about John, who took Rob's old job when Beth Ann left. The celebrity that John most resembles without the tooth would be Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. Just came to me today.
Perfect.
That's very flattering.
Now, you know, sometimes you can't add on to anything.
No. He's got the short haircut. He's got.
I thought it was the cable guy.
No, it's Dumb and Dumber.
Give me a tuxedo.
I logged some time with Dumb and Dumber, and even more so that than the cable guy. Hi, Joe.
We're all in here.
Hey. Joe.
He looks like Tabes from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Thank you. That is Joe, who has just become the human break on the show.
We'll all have to rent that this weekend.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Thursday, Joe.
And hello, Friday, Joe.
It was Joe's contribution.
And Joe, of course, is a Muppet.
Joe might as well have just said, he looks like a guy I used to live next to.
Once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Pat Robertson is finally feeling the wrath of his idiotic comments when Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon
to do some acts, then go to a rave.
Well, I don't know about
that. It's
just
all right with me.
This Mecca for Holy Land for Christians would include a theme park that's been disrespectfully nicknamed Jesus Land.
Hey, how do you get high def?
I use the Sharon aerial.
There you go.
An aerial.
Get it?
When was the last time somebody called an antenna for a TV an aerial?
You've just heard it.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember it. An aerial.
He lives with his grandfather. But now, because Robertson shot off his ignorant mouth again, his project is in jeopardy. Israel would have profited from all the Christian tourists, but quoting the tourism minister, we cannot accept this kind of statement. We will do business with other evangelical leaders, but not with him.
He makes those stupid comments, and they never get a quote from his brother.
Cliff Robertson.
The original Charlie.
That's right.
And, of course, Spider-Man. He's, he's the uncle.
Oh, that's he's Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
That's right.
Wasn't
he
in Cuckoo's Nest?
Hey, do your impression of the Green Goblin. Hey, Spider-Man! Watch out, Spider-Man! There I am. I'm in the house now. Do you hear me, son? Spider-Man.
You got to call my son with that. He'll flip.
Hello there, Robert. It's me, Willem Dafoe. Spider-Man. All right, now, speaking of the J-Man, Jesus walks into a hotel with three nails, and he says, can you put me up for the night?
Bada-bing. There it
That's
is.
Horrible.
A Christian university in Oklahoma. Christian but not Catholic,
yes.
He is thinking about allowing the firing of employees who get divorced. Oklahoma Christian University has proposed that officials be allowed...
Michael Mara.
We would not have been able to work together for as long as we have.
Michael Sores.
I had the bad one, too,
right.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Well,
I'm still hoping.
The university's proposed officials be allowed to use divorce as grounds for firing. The school president says the firings would not be automatic, but rather on a case-by-case basis. When we come back, be careful where you put that thing. You'll poke someone's eye out.
Oh, my.
That's right, Spider-Man.
And then I sat and really worked it.
That's right, Lewis. Jerry. I'm the Green Goblin. Spider-Man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.